Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking. Vincent is still busy working on his hay crop. So it's going to be me today, flying solo. And that's great. We'll have a great time. And I want to, first of all, thank Jason very much for engineering this broadcast in Minnesota. And today's topic. So we are still working on collapse. We for about the last, I think it's a couple of months now, we've been working on the collapse of civilization on Wednesday's broadcast with Vincent. And today I would like to get into some details of exactly what that collapse looks like on my own, because we are busy going through that at the moment, both in the United States and here in Australia. I live in Victoria, Australia, and it's sometimes really not fun. one thing that tends to happen when you get a collapse of a civilization is you get a top-heavy, overly complex bureaucracy. And this is actually really, really common. This happened in ancient Rome, and it also happened, you know, in a bunch of other places over the world where you have had civilizations collapse. You get an overly complicated, top-heavy bureaucratic structure, and it ends up collapsing in on itself. And that is exactly what we're facing here at the moment in Australia. And I know that because I recently, here in Australia, applied for unemployment benefits. And what they do here in Australia, firstly, they change the names of the unemployment benefits every few years. So I think that in my lifetime, it's been, I think it started out being something like unemployment benefit, and then it was the New Start. And now it's Job Seeker. Why they do this is quite beyond me. But the wait time, but I'll take you through the process. First of all, they make you fill out a form. You have to provide details of your identity, your real estate, any assets that you have. They generally won't give you unemployment benefits until you have burned through your assets, your free cash, any shares that you own. If you own cash and shares and stuff like that, you're not going to get unemployment benefits here. They will allow you to have your home estate, your home that you live in. But, you know, if you've got a bunch of other pieces of real estate lying around, then they won't let you have unemployment benefits because, I mean, why should they? You could live off the rental or you could sell one of your properties or whatever. So, but anyway, that's all fair enough. But once you fill out the form, it used to take about 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks for the application to be processed. But recently, they still say that it takes 2 weeks. But just recently, the wait time has blown out to over 4 months. That means that if you are on, if you apply for unemployment benefits, from the day that you put your form in, unless there's a dire emergency and you get in touch with them, then it's going to take about 4 months for that application to get processed. And before your application is finalized, you know, to where they say, yes, you have now filled in your application, you have to actually go into, it's called Centrelink, that's our version of Social Security. You have to actually go into their offices. You have to actually talk to a human being. And, you know, they will take you through the form. So you filled out the form, and then that you have another human being sit down with you and go through the form with you and ask you all the questions on the form that you have already answered. And then after that, you know, after they've verified with you that these are actually all the answers to the questions that you have already filled in on your form, well, it used to be that, you know, they could more or less approve it. Many, many years ago, it would be approved in days that the person would go through, check the answers, say, yeah, that's right, okay, well, you're eligible, yes, here's your unemployment benefit. Then it was about 2 weeks, and then it blew out to 5 or 6 weeks. And just recently, it's blown out even more, to 4 months. And what's actually involved with finalizing the application? Well, I found out today because I got to the situation in my own life where I was in need of funding. So, and they had decided to do something because on unemployment benefits in Australia, you're not allowed to just sit on the unemployment benefit. You have to do something called mutual obligations, which basically means you've got to go and look for work and apply for jobs and do training or do something. They won't let you just sit around on the dole here in Australia. But they had activated my mutual obligation before they activated my benefit, my claim. And this meant that there was no way that I could apply for jobs because it takes money to apply for jobs because you have to travel, you have to maybe buy clothes, new clothes so that you look good for the interview. You have to, you can't apply for work if you don't have any money coming in. And I pointed this out to them, and they said, and the worker that was helping me said, oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, okay, well, do you understand to activate your payment now? And I said, yes, that would be great. Thank you. And this worker literally went with his mouse click on his computer, click, 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 click. There, your payment is now approved. That quickly, within seconds. Now, why can't they do that when you're sitting there with the representative, with the bureaucrat, weeks beforehand, when you're actually sitting in front of the computer with the bureaucrat sitting with you going over your claim. Why can't they do that on the spot? And I have a theory. I think that it is so that people are made to feel uncomfortable, so that there is some disincentive to people actually applying for unemployment benefits. But sometimes when that unemployment benefits would not even be necessary if the people who think they run the show had not totally trashed and destroyed the economy to such a level where jobs are just wiped out. You know, why would they need to have an unemployment benefit if there was abundant work where you could just go out and get a job any time? They wouldn't even need unemployment benefits. But no, because they've destroyed the economy to such an extent, and especially with the COVID lockdown here in Australia. And I believe that there's a number of reasons why the wait time for receiving the unemployment benefits has blown out to such a degree. And I'll go into some of them now, and I'll go into some of them after the break. I think that we're coming up quite close to the break, so I won't go into them too much right now, but I will start, okay? I believe that there's basically three or four reasons why there's been such a blowout in the wait times for receiving the unemployment benefit. And one of them, I might have gone into this the last week, but I'll rehash it now in case there's anybody new here. Number one is that all bureaucrats in Australia are required to receive the COVID jab to keep their job. And that means that they're going to be dying. That means that they're short-staffed. It also means that they probably have trouble attracting new staff because people really don't want to get the jab because they can see that it's killing people. It's killing large numbers of people in strange and horrible ways. So I believe that's a primary reason why that the central income employees are required to have the jab. They've been dropping like flies and they're having trouble attracting new employees. And it's the sort of job that you actually do have to be trained for, you know. And so when the people are dying, they are losing their expertise in filling out forms. It's crazy, I know, but they do have to actually be trained to, you do have to receive training to be a bureaucrat. And I believe that the second reason why is that they have had a massive building construction industry collapse.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, standing in for Vincent today. He's busy on his hay field. And I'm talking about the reason why there are cascading a blowout of wait times to receive unemployment benefits here in Australia. And this is my opinion, okay? What I'm doing here is connecting dots. And I said that I believe that one reason why there has been a blowout in wait times for unemployment benefits here in Australia is that all of the bureaucrats have been required to take the jab in our version of Social Security, which is called Centrelink. Okay, they're all required to have the jab. So they'll all be dropping like flies right now because they have to keep up with the vaccine schedule or they're going to lose their jobs. But what they don't realize is that if they take the jabs, they're not just going to lose their jobs, they're going to lose their lives. This is insanity. Why would anybody do this? It's like a death cult or something. It's like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. You know, if I was in their shoes, I would not take it. I simply would not take it. I would refuse. And if that meant that I was going to lose the job, well, so be it. But I believe that there is another reason why the wait times for unemployment benefits have blown out to 4 months, and some places I've been researching up to 6 months wait to receive unemployment benefits, which is absolutely astounding. And but the more common figure that I'm getting is 4 months. So we'll go with 4 months. There have been a number of builders here in Australia have collapsed. These are home builders. And the reason why they have collapsed is because they operate on a fixed price contract system, and they, by the time that they get to a particular stage in the building, then the price of everything is up by 25%, 10%, 25%, 30%. And they cannot make a profit that way because of the skyrocketing inflation level over the time that it takes to build a house, which is generally, you know, 6 to 12 to 18 months to build a standard suburban house here in Australia. They can't do it because of the insane inflation levels. And they are having the same problem that the Centrelink bureaucrats are having. They're all required to have the jab as well, so they're all dropping like flies as well, and all that specialist knowledge is dying with the workers. Because you can't just drag, you know, Joe Doakes off the street and tell him to lay bricks. Laying bricks is a specialist skill. So is being an electrician, being a roofer, being a plumber, all of them, being a tiler, being a house painter. They're all specialist skills. And you cannot just show up and be a house painter. Your house, my husband was a painter and decorator. He was also a ship's painter. I might talk about that a little bit later on. But he was amazing. He was really good at his job. But I learned how to do some pretty special things with house painting from him. But he was really good. He was quick, and he could do his job. He knew how to do it. But you couldn't just drag someone off the street and tell them to paint a house and expect for it to look good. It might look good from a distance, but close up, you're going to tell the difference between someone who's a specialist house painter and someone who's just dragged in off the street and given a paintbrush. So I can hear music again. I'll see you after the bottom of the hour news.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios have been extremely productive. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, standing in for Vincent Fennelli today. And we're talking about the reason why wait times for unemployment benefits here in Australia have blown out to over 4 months. And that, for one thing, all of these Centrelink workers are required to receive the jab. For another thing, there have been three or four major builders, home builders, have collapsed. So all of their employees have lost their jobs. So they're going to be applying for unemployment benefits, because at the moment the employment landscape here in Australia is absolutely flooded with unemployed builders. And this is becoming they're having a massive backlog of claims. So that's another reason why the wait times in the last few months have blown out to 4 months and more. And, you know, it's absolutely insane. You're seeing cascading failures in the Australian bureaucratic and employment systems, because and it's leading to, I believe that it's going to lead to a wholesale economic collapse of the Australian economy. I really do, because how can you keep going? It's like, you know, that Jenga game where you build up a tower with little bricks and then you got to pull the bricks out and see how many bricks you can pull out before the whole thing comes tumbling down. Well, I believe we're getting pretty close to the point where, you know, it's only going to take one or two more little bricks to get pulled out of this tower, which is called the economy, for the whole thing to implode, more or less irreparably. And I believe that we're very, very close to seeing a social security collapse here in Australia, because, you know, it's just insane. I mean, what is it going to be next? Is it going to be that you're going to wait 6, 9 months, a year, 2 years for unemployment benefit approvals? What about, and I believe that another reason why there has been a this sort of massive blowout is because you've had an increase in a whole bunch of other pension applications, like disability benefits. And, you know, they've got death benefits here in Australia. You had something like, you know, such an increase in the death rate. You had more people die than were lost during World War II in the last 3 years. It's like, it's insane. So you've got death benefit applications going through the roof. You've got disability benefit applications going through the roof. Care payment benefits. All of these different pension applications. That it's not just the unemployment benefit that is experiencing this blowout. It's all pension and benefit applications. And nobody's talking about it. I haven't heard one thing on the media about this, but I'm breaking it here and I'm breaking it now because I just experienced it. And the only reason why I got my unemployment benefit application approved today, which literally involved, I'll tell the story in a minute. I think I went into I called them up and I said, this is insane. You requiring me to do mutual obligations to go out and look for a job when I've got no income. So how can I afford to pay for fuel or to pay for an Uber or something to go to a job interview? Clothing, you know, to look good, to go and print out the application, to put my resumes out there and all that. How can I do that when I've got no money? And I said, and I eventually said to the worker, and it just popped out, which is actually true, because my food stores are running low. we're running low. They won't be after tomorrow because I'm going to the grocery store. Hooray! But I said, listen, I'm running out of food around here. You know, and dog food. I'm running out of dog food. You know, and how can I, if I've got food, which I've got vegetables growing in my garden, you know, and I'm eating a lot of cactus. I'm eating a lot of prickly pear pads. And I've got my sons, you know, I had my sons helping me out with small amounts of grocery, but they're facing cost of living pressures too, you know. And because they live in a rental house and they've got, you know, they are on the grid. And I said, how can I do job interviews when I can't even get food from the grocery store? And that's when the worker said, oh, okay, well, I'll just approve your unemployment benefits. Click, 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 click. Click of the mouse, it's approved. Your benefit will be there in a, tomorrow. It'll go in overnight. It'll be there tomorrow. Just make sure that you go and fill an XYZ form on the Centrelink website. You know what to do. And I said, yep, okay, beauty, mate. So I, after we hung up, I went on the website and filled in this other form that I had to fill in. And that was fine. But it was literally a few mouse clicks. Why couldn't they do that weeks beforehand when I had my in-person interview for unemployment benefit applications? Why? Why even make the person wait? I believe that it is for the purpose of almost humiliating people. I believe that's what it is. It's so that it's not too easy to get unemployment benefits, so that people will think twice about it and maybe not do it. But if you're in desperate straits, if the economy's being imploded anyway, there's no job, then where is your income going to come from? And that is the situation for a lot of people here, especially, like I say, where they've basically gone and imploded the home building industry. You know, if you're a bricklayer or electrician or a roofer or a plumber or anything like that, good luck with finding work at the moment. There's like 10,000 other roofers and plumbers and house painters and electricians and brickies and bricklayers and all the rest of it, framers. They're all out of work. All of them. None of them have got a Buckley's chance, as we would say here in Australia. They haven't got a snowflake's chance in Hades of getting a job doing their required trade, because there's so many other people who are all out of work in the industry at the moment. It's just crazy. The whole thing is moving into a situation of cascading failures, okay? So that the benefit systems, the pension and benefit systems in a state of catastrophic collapse. You know, I bless God that my benefit got approved, but I believe that it's going to cascade out to where you're waiting a year, maybe 2 years, to get unemployment benefits here in Australia. Yeah, I believe that's coming down the pipe. You know, because for crying out loud, what are they thinking? When it could just be a few clicks of the mouse button when you have the interview. Really, what do they need to check? They say, oh, well, we're going to check everything. Really, you got to check it. But it's all electronic. You can check it instantly. Everything's electronic these days. You know, you can't get away with anything these days. And it used to be, in the old days, like, I'm talking about 20, 30, 40 years ago, that people would go and apply for benefits under, you know, two or three or four names, and get two or three or four checks coming in under two or three or four names. But that's not so easy to do these days. And they've got all the systems tied up anyway. Like I say, the in-person interview. If you go in on one day, and then you're Jane or John Doe on one day, and then, you know, you go into the office the next day applying for a benefit or a pension, and you're Joe Doe, they're going to figure it out. They're really going to figure it out because they're human beings, and they're like, hang on, your name's not John Doe, your name's John Doe. You were here yesterday applying for a pension, you know. They got that sorted. There's no need for the wait time at all. They could just process on the spot, but no, they won't. And I believe that it's leading to a catastrophic collapse of the pension and benefit system. Together with all those other reasons, it's just, it's insane. And we are watching in lifetime the collapse of our civilization and the collapse of the bread system, which is the pension system, is a key indicator. It was a key indicator during the Roman times, it's a key indicator now, and the collapse of the circus is another one. The circuses are becoming so full of propaganda, nobody wants to watch them anymore. I'm talking, of course, about the sporting events with the rainbow flags flying and all the rest of it, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you know, bow the knee and all the rest of it. What a lot of codswallop that is. I can hear music again. I'll be back again in a few minutes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And we're talking today about what the catastrophic collapse of a bureaucratic system looks like, and extended wait times for service, extended wait times for applications for things like unemployment benefits, disability benefits, age pensions, death benefits, all of this sort of thing. It's just that the wait times are just blowing through the roof. They're going to the moon. And, you know, I've been detailing the reasons why. But this is a key indicator, because what happened at the fall of Rome was before the fall of Rome, during the last days of the Roman Empire, the Empire came up with a really good way to stop the people from rioting, so they thought, and that was, it had two components. And the first component was bread, and the second component was circuses. Now, the bread was the dole, okay, where everybody had bread baked for them. And that meant that nobody had to actually go out and work anymore. And you had 90% of the population in ancient Rome were slaves anyway. But, you know, they got bread too. Everybody got bread. Bread for everyone. And, you know, it collapsed the economy, because nobody was inclined to work, because why would they when you could just get bread? But it was a situation that built on itself and imploded in on itself, because with nobody wanting to work, then who was going to, you know, sow the fields and plough the fields and, you know, reap the fields and mill the grain, winnow the grain, run the bakeries and all the rest of it? Why would you? Because, you know, bread. If you don't have to work for your bread, then why would you work for your bread? And this is a conundrum that the ancient Romans faced, and it led to the collapse of their empire. And the other component of the Roman system was circuses. People, they had sporting events. At first they were like the Greek games, you know, like running events and who could jump the highest, throw the spear the furthest, throw the discus the furthest and all the rest of it. But people were really, they've got a really nasty streak to the human nature. And they demanded more blood, more violence in their sports. And, you know, until it's public executions became in before tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people became the norm for public entertainment. You know, Christians getting fed to lions and all the rest of it. And there was, there's an interesting story going back to ancient Rome, and I'll just mention it here because it shows how this thing ended up collapsing. There was a fellow, and his name was called Justin, and he was a Christian. And he believed that the Holy Spirit told him to go to this circus, Roman circus. And so he went to the Roman circus and he saw his fellow Christians getting executed in public, getting fed to lions and such like. And he said, he went up to the front of the crowd. And he turned around and he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, stop this. And at first nobody listened to him. And he repeated it. He said, in the name of the living God, stop it. And then the emperor stood up and he said, I think we have another Christian here. And the crowd cheered. And said, what should we do? Should we give him the thumbs up or the thumbs down? They gave him the thumbs down. And they threw him to the lions. And the whole, after that, they all sat and they had to think about what they'd just done. And that was the last time that Christians were ever fed to lions. It was so contrite. In that case, it didn't end in rioting, but there's a lot of other occasions where it did. Bless God, it didn't at that time. So that's what the bread and circuses are for, there to prevent the riots. I'll be back after the...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.